7:10 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We are looking at 29 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
As always, we love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today, and you can take us on the go. And if you're watching us on Caporium Cable Channel 103, as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. We're catching up this morning with Representative Heath Sessions because the South Carolina House just approved its state budget. It is now headed to the Senate. And we want to welcome Representative Sessions into Palmetto Mornings once again. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Hey, good. We're doing great. We were telling Representative Sessions that he gets the gold star because not a lot of people choose the 7 o'clock time slot for interviews, especially on a Monday, but you're up and at them.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
Fresh off of budget week and then a Vegas trip for business.
And, yeah. And you still carved out time for us.
Yeah, that's
that
right.
Speaks a lot. Well, we appreciate it. Well, let's talk about the budget. Congratulations on the South Carolina House passing a budget, mm-hmm. something that I think our federal government struggles with a lot. But
I think for at least a decade now.
Yeah, but I know we're not here to talk about that, and if we were, we would be here for another week. But
yeah.
You all did exactly what lawmakers are supposed to do, right? Look at a budget, pass a balanced budget over to the Senate. So yep. It's now time for the Senate to jump in.
Yeah, so I would be remiss without saying a lot of hard work got put into this by the Ways and Means staff. Also, new Chairman Bruce Bannister. They did a great job getting all this organized, herding cats, so to speak, for a lot of time before budget week actually hit the floor. So kudos to them and House leadership. And also to the people, the state, and the businesses who are coming here, because this process is a lot easier when you're in South Carolina right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks are moving here from blue states. The business environment here is great. We just announced the Big Scout project down in Blythewood. So we approved that along with our budget last week. So a lot of things to go around. So,
all right. So the budget comes in at roughly $14 billion. That's with the B dollars.
Yeah, that's right. And the three things we wanted to focus on was reducing taxes, increasing our reserves, investing in infrastructure. I just mentioned a lot of folks are coming here, so we need to plan for that growth. And then also labor force recruitment and retention, workforce development. As big businesses come here and small businesses support them, we need to make sure we have a very, very educated and trained workforce.
I also saw that y'all agreed to give state employees a little bit of a pay increase, $2,500.
Yes. Okay. Yep. So minimum.
Right.
State employees. Everyone got $2,500 raises, and then folks who I believe were making $80,000 mm-hmm. get at least 3%.
Okay.
So that'll be, a little more than $2,500, but still an increase.
Yeah.
State law enforcement. Got a minimum of $50,000 now. Mm. And I also think our teachers not only got $2,500 raise, we also increased the steps. So we increased those step levels by $2,500 as well. So,
and that certainly made State Superintendent of Education Ellen Weaver very happy. In fact, she was here just last week in York County where two educators from York County were named state finalists of the year out of five. So two out of five are coming from York County, and we caught up with her and asked her about that, and she said she is working closely with the governor's office and just with the governor, and that is something that he talked about at the inauguration, right? In a couple of years, he wants the starting salary in South Carolina for a teacher, starting salary, to be $50,000.
Right. I think minimums right now are just over 42.5.
Yeah.
Somewhere right in that range, and I think the governor's goal and, us in the House, we want to meet that goal by 2026, minimum teacher pay, starting teacher pay being $50,000.
So, great.
We're speaking with Representative Heath Sessions about the South Carolina House passing its budget, and it goes over to the Senate. We'll dive in a quick second of what's going to happen after that. But as you mentioned, Representative Sessions, that people are moving here, investing in our infrastructure, roads and bridges. So that's different than what the governor has at his disposal with the COVID funds. I know, what's the American Rescue Funds?
Yeah.
Because that one, I know he
you
wants.
You can call them Biden bucks.
Biden bucks, okay.
ARPA dollars.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've set aside that money for rural infrastructure, broadband, you know, during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
We all saw that, especially in this county, the western part of the county does not have reliable broadband. So we want to spend money to get those folks online, so to speak, so if we ever encountered a pandemic or some sort of emergency like that, we could still have communication as far as schools. And
now, the governor has signaled, and he is moving forward with some of the Biden bucks to expand and widen, like, interstate, 26 and some of our interstates. But this budget, $450 million for local road and bridge improvements, does that just mean just investing in the infrastructure there in terms of expanding more roads and bridge? Like, what is that different, I guess, than what he wants to do with the Biden
bucks? Yeah, so the $450 was non-recurring money, so that was that was that federal money.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also, I think, set us out of that $450, $200 million was to accelerate road and bridge maintenance and those types of things. You know, the unfortunate fact is a lot of our interstates and bridges were built in the 50s and 60s. Typical lifespans around 70 years. So, you know, we're all up for repair maintenance. You know, so you do not want to have crumbling infrastructure.
No.
Especially when we're experiencing the growth that we have. So. Unfortunate for those folks traveling on 85, it's still going to be under repair, it seems like.
I mean, it's been under repair since I was a little girl.
Ever see that completed?
Man.
I mean, do you all talk about that at all in Columbia? I mean, I'm sure that Spartanburg, Greenville lawmakers do.
And we got to improve the way, I think, DOT procures.
Yes.
And I think working with Gary Brewer, he's a representative. He's also an engineer. He's a representative out of the Dorchester-Charleston County area. I think he's got a bill that he's looking to pre-file to try to accelerate how we build design roads, you know, to, I guess, improve that process. So,
please.
And speaking of, there is a segment of I-77 that's going to be shut down this week for 9 days. So that includes Bluff Road. So if you're going down to Columbia, be mindful of detours.
9 days.
Oh,
yeah. We tasted that a little bit,
I think,
when we had the bridge down.
Yeah.
But,
been there, done that before.
Right.
So, good. Well, thanks for that heads up, because we do know some folks from this part of the state do travel down. They will travel through Columbia a lot. All right. So, this budget now heads over to the Senate. They will then tear it apart, or what will they do? I mean,
I'm sure Senate Finance is going to get their arms wrapped around what we've sent over. They're going to have their finance staff work on it. Mm. I think the week of, well, from now until probably beginning of April, and then they'll be debating that probably mid-April. So we'll see what they come back with. I'm sure they're going to take some things out, put some things in, you know. So then we'll get our bite at the apple, so to speak, and then hopefully go to conference.
Okay. So once the Senate passes their budget, it goes back to you all in the House. You all will agree or disagree with some of their decisions.
Correct.
And then it goes right up the chain, and then when do you have to have it passed by?
Well,
July?
We want to get that budget passed before we leave in May, but I think last year it strung out until July.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
And I don't think legislators were happy running back down to Columbia just to do
that. So is that what you do? You just kind of go back and forth until you can?
Yes, but I'm looking forward to trying to get that done in May.
Yeah.
If that's what's called conference?
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a lot of these issues were bipartisan. I mean, I know we hear a lot about bickering between Republicans and Democrats, but it seemed like everyone, these are items that everyone, no matter where you fall in the political spectrum, can agree upon, right?
Yeah, you know, we had some debate, spirited debate. I think we went to almost midnight on Monday. That day ran long anyway because we were dealing with the Scout, the bill that deals with the incentive package and all those types of things. But a lot of the stuff that dealt with that Scout project was a lot of infrastructure. There's rail to be included to go across 77. There was some land to be procured to connect the spur line from the Scout property over to the main line to get it to an intermodal port. So there was a lot of infrastructure upgrades included in that package. But yeah, so I mean, for the most part, I thought it was, you know, a good bipartisan budget. So
Well, you want some back and forth, right? I mean, you want some healthy conversations where
That's
people
right.
can respect everyone's opinion and not get mad at the end of the day. Well, we appreciate the update about the South Carolina House approving its $14 billion state budget. It now is kicked over to the Senate. Representative Heath Sessions breaking down some of those numbers for us on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. As always, Representative Sessions, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.